Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So she is assuming now, one of the sisters here, that the other sister is about to say, hey, can we do a dual baby shower? And she knows before she even has, she doesn't want to do it. So she's wondering, is there a way that I can stop this before it even starts? Mo has the email.
My boyfriend and I are expecting our first child in 3 months.
Congrats.
And we're really excited. The problem? My sister and her husband are expecting their second baby 2 months after us. And we're both really angry about it. Okay. I know that sounds horrible, but if you knew her like we do, you'd understand.
How dare she have children?
I know I should be happy, but my sister has a long history of constantly trying to one-up me and do things just because I'm doing them. I really think she planned this so that they could try to do a dual baby shower and cash in on our gifts, which would not be out of character.
All right, just so I have this right, she is accusing her sister of purposely getting pregnant at the exact same time she did to steal her thunder?
Yep.
That's what she's... Do you know any women that have done that?
I don't personally know, but I'm not going to put it past somebody.
With the level of crazy I've been front row to, this doesn't surprise me.
So the sister finds out that the other sister's pregnant and she goes to her husband and goes, look, Joanne is pregnant. Get in here. You got work to do.
Well, I don't know if she would like admit that to her husband. And I know some sister relationships are extremely tight and beautiful. My nieces have the most adorable, precious, loving relationship, right? And then it can go to the complete opposite end of the spectrum where it's like sisters just, they're like mortal enemies. And like, yes, they are blood related, but they do not get along. And then you have everything in between. So do I think she went to her husband and was like, this is what we're doing? No, but I could see her seducing her husband in order to get pregnant so she can get at her sister by leaving him out of this.
This might be one of the few times where we don't get any calls if I ask for it. All right, if you have purposely gotten pregnant because you wanted to get pregnant at the same time as a friend or a sister in a competitive way, not one of these like, you know what would be really, really fun if we both got pregnant together?
A pregnancy pact.
Pregnancy pact, which ends up, like we have found out over the years, is not nearly as fun as women think it's going to be. But like you did it in a competitive way to steal somebody else's thunder, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, and we will put you on the voice disguiser so nobody knows how bad a person you are.
When I announced my pregnancy, you could tell she wasn't genuinely excited for me. Instead, she was on a mission to get pregnant so she could get the attention back on her, which is the way she likes it. Mission accomplished. Please don't blame this on the pregnancy hormones. My sister is simply not a nice person. I would love to have a better relationship with her, but that's just not in the cards. So, my question is twofold. How do I get over my anger about this, and how do I politely tell my sister, since I know she will ask, that I do not want to do a dual baby shower? I want to handle this delicately because I know I will be turned into the bad guy if I say no. We are dealing with a master manipulator here.
Well, I think if you approach her first to try to stop it before it happens, if she is a manipulator, she will turn that around and she will tell everybody like, oh, could you believe? Mm-hmm. Can you believe the ego on my sister who would assume that I was just going to ask to have the dual shower? So I don't think I would do anything about it until she actually asks.
And as far as how do I get over my anger about this, I would encourage you to realize that it's no longer about you. You are forming life. And so your vibes, your energy, like your physical health and mental health and emotional health is connected to that baby right now. So get over your anger and do it for your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will help you be able to compartmentalize and know you can't control your sister and how she acts, but you can control how you react to her. So do not allow her to get underneath your skin, because you owe that to your baby, right? So I say try to have that mindset. And as far as how to handle it delicately, I think everybody would it's your first baby. It's going to be their second. So one, she gets a sprinkle, not a shower. You get to have your full on shower. And that's the stance I would take. Like, hey, you know, our first baby, we really want to have this special memory for just us.
I know it's easier said than done, but I feel like she just has to stop focusing on her sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to focus on you, focus on your situation. This is obviously one of the most important times of your life. Like, don't worry about what your sister is doing. I wouldn't even try to think about it until she finally did come to me and ask. And in that point, I wouldn't feel bad at all about saying, I just want to do this on my own. I want it to be separate. I don't think she has to feel like the bad guy for wanting that.
Yeah, I feel like it would be so easy to make her the bad guy, like from her sister's point of view, because how do you really go about saying, well, I want this day to be all about me. It's my special day. So I feel like the only really easy way to go about this is to try and put as much focus on your baby as possible and just be like, listen, like, it's my first kid. Like, I really want just this to be a very special day about my baby, and not it be like a dual thing where we have to share the attention.
Yeah, some perspective here would be really, really great. It's a miracle to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Ask Kristen. Mm-hmm. It ain't easy, right? Sometimes it's really not easy. It's truly a mathematical miracle, and it has happened to you. Why are you going to let this superficial crap get in the way of that happiness? What a gift.
There you go.
The Burt Show.